For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaubaugh to discuss how they're moving forward with plans to apply for grants to fund flood mitigation measures.
The city is going to go in a direction where we feel we have enough information on our community now with the help of the Flood Center that we're going to aggressively go after state and federal funds for mitigation. And with the presidential declaration that was signed earlier this week, it does open up FEMA hazard mitigation funds that we feel would be eligible for with qualified projects. It's a pretty large-scale process to write and administer those grants and to bring in some immediate assistance. The council directed staff to go out and come up with a plan, outline that plan, and it was accepted for the tune of about $21,100 for the next almost the next year, where we will hire Steve LaFori, local resident of Kelowna, also floodplain manager, to be able to come in and assist us with writing those grants on a contract basis and as needed. As well, we'll leverage the assistance of the Flood Center with a research coordinator at their location along with a hydraulic engineer on an hourly as-needed basis up there. We feel we put together a pretty good group that's going to be able to drive us forward and do some tangible projects.
Absolutely. Would the FEMA money, would that be to recoup expenditures that have already happened?
Well, it's kind of twofold. When the president signed that declaration, it made available funds for reimbursement for municipal cost for the public that were damaged. So for us, for example, we had some storm sewer, and we also had our lift station bar screen had an issue that was directly tied to the rain events that we had earlier. So we would hope that we would be reimbursed for what we have spent on the bar screen, and then we would look to get the storm sewer project approved, and then we'd go ahead and expend those funds. As well, when that declaration was signed, it does open up mitigation funds for things that would improve a community's infrastructure in the event of another flash flood event. So those are the funds we're really trying to target, those large-scale grants of, you know, $500,000 that they could come in and assist a community with at the federal, state, and local level to implement, to improve.
There are 10 areas that you were going to look at. Did you decide on a few spots?
We're going to look at all 10 or 12 that we have outlined. Some are small, some are large, whether it be reshaping of our ditches, whether it be retention, wetland area, you know, pretty much everything's on the table right now. And that includes partnerships with potential landowners. It includes potential partnerships with the school district. Is there a large landowner in the middle of the community? All those things are what we're going to look at to come up with kind of a 1, 3, and 5 year plan as to how we want to proceed with the mitigation efforts that we think are going to be the next step in trying to improve our outlook for those heavy rain events and flash flood events.
So that's the process that you're in now, kind of deciding what you're going to be doing actually?
Yeah, you know, we've gathered a lot of information from the Flood Center, and they've been a partner for quite a few years. Now we're going to take that information. The timing's right and the climate's right with the funds that are out there that we can aggressively go after those fairly quickly. To do that in the time frame we want to, the council realized that we're going to need to bring some assistance on board, and that's what they made the decision on Monday night.
You mentioned state and federal level you'll be applying for grants. Do you know what agencies you'll be going through?
FEMA's going to be a large one. You have IDOLS, Land Ag Stewardship, the DNR. There are some DOT grants available, too, for some things that we would look at. WERB grants, REAP, we're going to apply for one of those next week. That's more on enhancements. Ours is going to be geared more towards trails, but it's going to be in an area that could potentially assist in mitigation later time. The EPA, we're also going through a state revolving fund cycle right now, and we've got a grant out to them for a little over $100,000. NRCS at the local levels. So there's plenty of opportunities out there. Being able to put the right plan to the right grant's going to be where we're going to go here starting on the 18th of this month.
With those people that you had named earlier, are you just going to call them up on an as-needed basis, or are you going to have specific meetings to work?
For what we're going to have in-house, we are going to be more on a daily basis. So with Steve coming on board on the 18th, we'll house him out of our offices here in City Hall down below. We've made space there available, so they'll be working out of the watershed office, and we'll look to have daily interactions with the watershed group as well as the city and Steve to come up with the direction we're going to go so that it aligns with the watershed effort as well. With the Flood Center, it'll be in as needed. So we may go, you know, weeks without really needing technical assistance. Then there might be some weeks that we lean on them pretty hard to try to help us get us the information we need for any specific grant or plan that we would propose.
That was my conversation with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slabaugh. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.